The biggest cohort of First Nations graduates from a single degree have been celebrated at Monash University in Melbourne. The Master of Indigenous Business Leadership aims to encourage the next generation and diversify the sector. William Trulin is a proud Annawan, Dungari and Gomeroi man. He's also the co-founder of YarnUp, an Aboriginal change agency specialising in cultural consulting, training and storytelling.
We refer to it at YarnUp as YarnUp's Ancestral Intelligence, and we've created a framework which applies First Nations knowledge systems into our business practices, and it's having huge impacts from our partners all the way down to our communities.
Alongside his business partner, William leads a team of 14 of strategic consultants and creatives. He is part of the first cohort to have graduated from the Master of Indigenous Business Leadership delivered by Monash University and the William Cooper Institute in 2023.
It was an opportunity to engage in education that was designed for mob by mob. Firstly, it provides pathways for communities, which I think at times is complex and hard. Secondly, it was about visibility. I think when you think about First Nations engagement, you think about First Nations leadership, it's done with a Western kind of ideology. And this, for me, was a way to reframe how do we define leadership in this country.
The Master of Indigenous Business Leadership program is now in its fifth year. It's co-designed and led by Indigenous business leaders, elders and academics. Tristan Kennedy is a proud Noongar man and Deputy Vice Chancellor at Monash University.
Foregrounding Indigenous knowledges, Indigenous perspectives, and Indigenous wisdom in tackling curriculum content, in designing curriculum content, and in establishing outcomes really makes it relevant and meaningful.
According to Supply Nation, which provides Australia's leading database for verified Indigenous businesses, the contribution to Indigenous business to Australian economy is around $16 billion. Kate Russell is proud Awabakal woman and founder of Supply Nation.
There's so much value that goes beyond dollars when talking about Indigenous businesses. A diverse business sector strengthens social cohesion and honours the cultural heritage of this country. When Indigenous businesses are included, we see more culturally safe workplaces, more partnerships built on respect, and more decisions that reflect community priorities.
This year's graduating class includes 17 students from more than 20 communities across the country. Kaylee Nicholson is a 2025 graduate with family lines throughout Victoria and into New South Wales. She has also recently been elected to the First People's Assembly of Victoria. She says she's excited about embracing First Nations knowledge and cultivating the next generation of business leaders.
There is nothing more self-determined or self-determining than having your own business. You make every decision. The success and failure of that business really rests on your shoulders. And so, you know, that's an incredibly daunting thing to think about, but also it's so freeing.
That story brought to you by Jennifer Shuro for SBS News and produced by Nairi Pakai for NITV Radio.